Bidada by Anne Donovan. My da's a nutter. Radio rental. He'd day in for a laugh, so he would. Went doon the shops with a pair of knickers in his head. Tell the wifey next door we'd won the lottery and were flitting to Barbados. But that was daft stuff compared to what he's went and done now. He's turned into a Buddhist. At first, Ma thought it was another one of his jokes. I'm just going down the Buddhist centre for a couple of hours, Liz. I'll no be lying. Oh aye, is there free bevy there? No, hen, I'm serious. Just thought I'd go and have a wee meditate. Try it out, no? Mammy turned round for the washing up and gied him one of they looks. One of they, what's he up to now looks? I'd seen a million times afore. Jimmy, do you think my head button's up the back? You're a heathen. The last time you set foot in a chapel was when your daddy died. The time afore that was when I'd to drag you to Anne Marie's first communion. And you're telling me you're going to a Buddhist centre on a Tuesday night, quiz night doing the Healender, to meditate? Give's a break. When my dad gets embarrassed, he looks like the skinny one in the Laurel and Hardy films and starts to scratch his ear with his left on. That's when I began to think he could just be telling the truth. Okay, I know it's funny, I probably should have told you afore, but it's no the first time I've been there. Know that job we've been doing in town? Don't shop. Well, I was getting a couple of rolls for my lunch when I met one of the Buddhist guys. We got talking and I went along with him to see the centre. It was raining, I'd nothing better to do. And I thought it'd be a laugh. You know, folk in funny clays, chanting and that. Ma was standing at the sink, soapy bubbles dripping off her pink rubber gloves. And it wasn't like that. They were dead nice, dead ordinary, gave me a cup of tea, showed me the meditation room. And it was the atmosphere, hen. I can't explain it, but it was just dead calm. I'd never seen my dad looking like that afore. There was a kind of faraway look in his eye. I kept waiting for him to come out with the punchline, but he just stood there for a minute, looking out the window. Anyhow, I know it's daft, but just want to give it a try. They have these classes MD can go, sir. Oh, well, suit yourself. Just watch they don't brainwash you. My dad turned round and spotted me, sitting at the table, doing my homework. Think he'd forgotten I was there. He winked at me. No chance of that, is there, Ian? They'd need to find a brain.